Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Martin Drago of Friends of the Earth International. The subject of change is in the territories, it needs support. We can't think of tackling the climate crisis without radically changing the food production and consumption model, said on Wednesday Martin Drago, Friends of the Earth International's Food Sovereignty Program Coordinator, in an interview with Real World Radio. The activities linked to production, distribution and consumption of food generate approximately 50% of polluting emissions, said Drago, and explained that this is why the agri-food system is key when thinking of a reduction of greenhouse gases. The representative of Friends of the Earth International regretted that the governments of industrialized countries, which are mainly responsible for the climate crisis, included under the Annex 1 of the UN Climate Convention, continue promoting false solutions, such as climate-smart agriculture, or the reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries mechanism, RED. Drago considered that this is greenwashing by agribusiness, by large-scale industrial agriculture, that generates impacts on the territories, such as displacement of people and a subsequent impact on the family production of food. Drago believes all efforts should be put on agroecology in the framework of food sovereignty. He considered that governments must support small-scale food production through different public policies. We are not requesting support to create something new. We are saying these small farmers, peasants, indigenous people, family farmers currently produce around 80% of food consumed at global level, he added. So we already have the subjects of change. There is no need to create them. They already have their own production ways. They know what they have to do. What they need is support.